You are listening to Sunday morning service at Unity of Tustin. Unity of Tustin is a vibrant spiritual community committed to individual and collective awakening through sacred teachings and practices, one God, one heart, many paths. Now, Reverend Clive de la Porte.
Good morning and greetings. Welcome to Unity of Tustin and our Facebook Live Sunday Celebration Service. I'm Reverend Clive de la Porte, and it is my blessing to welcome you today. Thank you for taking time to be present and participate online in our Sunday service and to join us in the oneness of spirit, online fellowship, and community. Join me now as we open our service with prayer. Divine Father, Divine Mother, in the light and love of the Christ, we come together today in oneness of spirit, in fellowship and community, opening our hearts in loving embrace of one and all, opening our minds to your insight and inspiration today, and the blessing of a deeper understanding how each of us can be parents of a new and better unfolding world. Thank you, God, and so it is. And that brings us to our teaching and message for today. Parenting a new world. Parenting a new and better world for one and all. Our affirmation for our readings and our message today: I am blessed and thankful to be in the service of Spirit. I'd like to take this opportunity today, the fourth Sunday of the month of July, to wish everybody a happy Parents' Day. Did you know that Parents' Day is celebrated on this day, the fourth Sunday of July every year, and that it's a national observance in the United States of America? It is not an official federal holiday, but it is a time for us to take a moment to give thanks and blessings to those of us that are parents in the lives of others. Parents' Day promotes the message of the role of the parent as being important in human development. In 1994, the then President Bill Clinton signed into law a resolution adopted by the U.S. Congress to establish the fourth Sunday of every July, every year, as Parents' Day. And according to the congressional resolution, Parents' Day was established and is established for recognizing, uplifting, and supporting the role of parents in the raising of children. Last week, in our Sunday message, we took a moment to consider the teaching of Mahatma Gandhi, the teaching of being the change that you want to see in the world. We expanded the idea of being the change to being the truth, being the right, and being the good that you want to see in the world. This quote has often been a source of inspiration for me, reminding me and motivating me into the realization that anything good in my life begins with me. Anything good in your life begins with you. If there is something that is true, something that is right, and something that is good that we want to experience and express in our lives, it is our responsibility to initiate that truth, right, and good. Today, I want to take a moment to discuss with you the spiritual principle of divine parenting, the principle and practice of fulfilling the divine principle of divine parenting as a being and a becoming of what is true, right, and good in the world. And in that being and becoming, a blessing for one and all. I recall reading an essay back in 2011 on conscious parenting written by Reverend Ogun Holder, a Unity minister. Reverend Holder told a story of being born and raised in Barbados. He talked about being musically talented from a very young age and his parents recognizing and encouraging that talent ferociously, his word. They required him to start playing the piano and taking piano lessons and practicing every single week. Reverend Holder shares in his story that he hated those lessons as a seven-year-old and describes that time with much frustration and rebellion. He tried to quit all the time, but his parents, recognizing his talent and his potential, persisted in requiring him to persevere. By the age of 16, Reverend Holder was regularly featured as a musician in the school orchestra, in a jazz band, and in church on Sundays. When it came time to go to college, Reverend Holder felt called to study music therapy, a major and profession that would allow him to serve others in healing and rehabilitation through music. His love for music developed and grew into the maturity of adulthood, and eventually was the means by which he was guided to come to the U.S. to join the Unity Faith, becoming a licensed and ordained Unity minister, meeting his wife, the then and now true love of his life. He says that he now finds himself a parent and faced with a familiar dilemma with his then, back in 2011, 9-year-old daughter, Joy. This time, the instrument of torture is the violin. Reverend Holder defines what he refers to as conscious parenting as acknowledging that our children are as inherently divine as we are. We listen, love, and grow together. Conscious parenting calls for patience, understanding, and awareness. It reminds us that we are all body, mind, and spirit, and supports each other in our service to such. A wonderful story for us to consider today. Thank you, Reverend Holder, for sharing that insight and inspiration back in 2011, and is serving our intention today to be better parents of an unfolding new and better world. For the purpose of our discussion today, I'd like you to consider the divine principle of parenting as a practice of birthing and nurturing divine potential, the divine potential of what is true, right, and good in ourselves, each other, and the world. The divine principle and practice of parenting recognizes that we are all parents in some form or another. That the divine principle of parenting has a divine purpose of its own, and that purpose is to inspire us to be purposeful in demonstrating that practice in ourselves, in our lives, and in the world. Again, the words of Reverend Holder. that that conscious parenting, the principle of parenting, is acknowledging that our children, and I would add the child in all of us, is as inherently divine as we are, and that we grow together in love, awareness, and understanding. This divine principle, this divine parenting idea in divine mind, this divine parenting ideal in divine heart, asks us to recognize that it is both an individual and a collective experience. That we are a family of humanity, and in our connection as members of that family, we are here to help and support and encourage each other. That in this human family and in this human experience, we are in this together. We are here to be willing and willful communicators with each other, connecting with each other, and cooperating with each other to the mutual blessing of one and all. Gandhi reminds us again to be the change that we want to see in the world. The principle and practice of divine parenting asks us to recognize and realize that the good we desire begins with us. It begins with me. It begins with you. It extends from us to each other in that we are willing to be helpful. We are willing to recognize the divine potential in ourselves and each other and to serve a positive, constructive parenting idea of encouraging that divine potential. Encouraging that divine potential in ourselves, each other, and in the world. The divine principle of parenting is both a principle and a practice, which means that it has an absolute source in divine mind. It is a perfect and complete idea and ideal in divinity. And that is what makes it a principle. It is eternal and everlasting. It is almighty and all-powerful. It has a divine purpose to fulfill itself. It asks us simply to connect and collaborate with it so that it can come into us and our lives and fulfill its divine purpose with power in and through us. Why do I refer to it as a practice? Well, any principle that needs to come into demonstration in the world through our personal experience and expression needs us to be a channel and an instrument for it. And often in our human endeavors, we never get something right the first time, do we? And so we are called to be practitioners, to practice the divine principles of what is true and right and good. And in that practice, we become more proficient in the demonstration of its good in us, in our lives, and in the world. And therein and thereby is our being and our becoming. Our conscious being and our conscious becoming of the truth and the right and the good of the divine principle. And that is how we parent something. That is how we birth something. That is how we protect and provide for something. That is how we nourish it and nurture it into the fullness of its divine potential. And once it blesses us with being and becoming its good in us, and then being and becoming its good in somebody else, and then being and becoming its good in the world, we have been instrumental in practicing the principle of divine parenting and bringing into manifestation a new and better world for one and for all. So we close on that thought today. We conclude our message and teaching on that idea that the principle of divine parenting is the way that we birth and nourish, nurture, and protect that which is true, right, and good within us, each other, and in our world. And thereby we become parents of a new and better world for one and all. May this be a blessing, our blessing, this week as we center ourselves in this teaching and endeavor to be better parents in our divinity of a greater human good. Thank you, God, and so it is.
Unity of Tustin is supported through your generous tithes and love offerings. To support Unity of Tustin online, please click the donate button on our homepage. Thank you for listening.